I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Wednesday, February 26th. We're talking about a new warning from federal health officials and what they say America needs to do when it comes to the coronavirus. And we're recapping last night's Democratic debate that got pretty heated. Plus, a major shakeup at Disney, Amazon's first-of-its-kind grocery store, and why the GIF or GIF debate is trending again. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's not if, but when. That's now what U.S. health officials are saying about the coronavirus disease spreading in America. The CDC put out a new warning yesterday for Americans to begin preparing for the possibility of an outbreak here. The reason? ABC News points to the spread of the virus in other countries beyond China, think Italy, Iran, and South Korea, which could mean it's harder to keep the virus contained within certain borders. So what does preparing actually mean? Federal health officials say cities and towns should be planning for what they call social distancing measures. The New York Times says that could mean dividing school classes into smaller groups, canceling certain large events, and letting employees work from home. Preparing also means using those common protective measures, like washing your hands and staying home from school or work when you're sick. That said, President Trump had a bit of a different take, saying the situation is under control. One health official told CNN, both are technically true. It's under control right now, and there's a good chance the virus will spread in the U.S. in the future. Right now, there are a total of 57 confirmed cases in the U.S., but for now, all have direct links to overseas travel. The White House has now requested more than $1 billion in funding for vaccine development and other preparations, though some top Democrats call the efforts inadequate and long overdue. Either way, the new warning from health officials sent the stock markets way down for the second day in a row. Last night's Democratic debate was a bit messy. The moderators struggled to keep order, as this one included lots of interruptions and angry crosstalk. All seven candidates on stage in South Carolina hope to stand out in the last debate before the primaries there and Super Tuesday on March 3rd, when more than a dozen states will vote on who they want taking on President Trump in November. As expected, most candidates went after Bernie Sanders, saying he cannot beat Trump, is too divisive, and doesn't know the cost of his health care program. Remember, Sanders is considered the frontrunner for now. But Sanders pushed back, citing polls and a study that say differently. In reality, different data say different things, so it's complicated. Some candidates, especially Elizabeth Warren, also went after Mike Bloomberg, criticizing his wealth, certain past policing policies, and past legal issues with women at his company. Bloomberg called the characterization unfair and highlighted his work as New York's mayor instead. Pete Buttigieg said it's time for a president who could bring people's blood pressure down. Amy Klobuchar says she can actually get things done. Joe Biden claimed he will win South Carolina, and Tom Steyer spent lots of money to become a frontrunner there. We'll link to even more of the takeaways in today's show notes. And keep in mind, after South Carolina's primaries and Super Tuesday, candidates still in the running will return to the stage in Arizona next month for the 11th Democratic debate. Some serious violence in India is now overshadowing President Trump's visit there. Reuters reports more than a dozen people have been killed and hundreds more were injured in clashes between opposing groups of protesters in New Delhi. The protests had started over the weekend, but they turned deadly early this week, becoming the worst unrest in the capital there in decades. And it's happening not far from where President Trump was meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The protests are about the new citizenship law in India. It makes it easier for non-Muslims to become citizens, even those from neighboring countries that are majority Muslim. so groups of Hindus and Muslims have been battling. The Washington Post reports President Trump is mostly staying out of it. He praised India's leader, but hasn't said anything specifically about the controversial new law. Well, back in the U.S., a major shakeup at Disney. Bob Iger, who was CEO for 15 years and with the Walt Disney Company for 45 years, just stepped down. Although he isn't going too far just yet. CNBC reports Bob Iger will step down as CEO but serve as executive chairman until the end of next year, when he then plans to leave Disney altogether. And Bob Iger is handing the reins over to another Bob, Bob Chapek. Chapek most recently was chairman of Disney Parks Experiences and Products, but is now the new CEO. Either way, the timing of the announcement was a surprise to the industry because Iger still has 20 months left on his contract. Iger says he wants to give his replacement time to get a handle on things before he steps away for good. And keep in mind, some major projects are now finally settled, including some major acquisitions and the launch of the streaming service Disney+. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, a quick thanks to our sponsor this week. Did you know many conventional deodorants contain aluminum, which basically forms a plug in your sweat glands? And I'm not a big fan of doing that, especially when I'm putting it on my body every single day. Yet I still want to feel and smell fresh. That's why I use Native deodorant. It's made without aluminum, and it's formulated with only ingredients I've actually heard of. And it works. It goes on quick and easy, and I love all the scents. They have the classics like coconut and vanilla, my personal favorite and their most popular scent. But I also really like cucumber and mint now. In fact, there is something for everyone with a wide variety of options. They even have an unscented option and baking soda free formula. Plus, there is no risk to try it out. There's free shipping on every order, and Native offers 30-day free returns and exchanges in the U.S. So try it out. For 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY during checkout. Again, go to nativedeodorant.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout to get 20% off your first purchase. Now, back to the news. It's official now. Amazon's first cashierless full-size grocery store is now open, as in it has no cashiers or checkout lines. The 10,000-square-foot store in Seattle will run the same way as the company's smaller Amazon Go convenience stores. Remember, they use cameras, shelf sensors, and software to track what shoppers buy and allow them to walk out without stopping to scan groceries or pay. Instead, accounts are automatically charged through an app once the shopper leaves the store. Business Insider says the store will sell produce, meat, seafood, and other groceries, plus beer, wine, and spirits. It's a big step up from the Amazon Go stores, which only sell some to-go food and snacks. The Wall Street Journal reports Amazon hopes other companies will be interested in its Go technology after seeing this larger store, and we could eventually see it used at convenience stores, airport shops, and sports arenas around the country. Amazon is also expected to open a new type of grocery store in Los Angeles this year. There aren't a lot of details about that one yet, but it will reportedly be much different from Amazon-owned Whole Foods. How do you pronounce GIF? Is it GIF or JIF? Well, it's been debated for years, and now Jif, one of the country's most popular peanut butter brands, wants to settle it for good, proving once and for all, Jif is creamy peanut butter, not a looping picture you send to friends. So NBC News says the company is selling limited edition double-sided peanut butter jars, showing the two different spellings of the word. The guy who created the term GIF says it should be pronounced Jif with a soft G sound, but plenty of people disagree, and actually the Oxford English Dictionary accepts both pronunciations. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the Shamrock Shake. McDonald's popular mint-flavored shake sold only around St. Patrick's Day, which is coming up next month. So in honor of the shake's birthday, USA Today says McDonald's is auctioning off a golden Shamrock Shake. It's an 18-karat gold cup with real jewels and diamonds on it. The cup is worth about $90,000. Bidding is open now on eBay and will end March 6th. Proceeds from the winning bid will go to the Ronald McDonald House Charities. Oh, and McDonald's is also giving away a second Golden Shamrock Shake through a contest. Anyone can enter by ordering certain limited-time desserts and paying with the mobile app through March 6th. Who's giving up ice cream for Lent? Today is the first day of Lent for Christians. It's also known as Ash Wednesday. You may see Catholics with smudges of ashes on their foreheads today, which is part of the tradition. Many will also choose to give something up for the next 40 days, like chocolate, social media, or alcohol. It's meant to be a season of reflection and preparation leading up to Easter on April 12th. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about technology's impact on work schedules and how smartphones, and maybe even more so laptops, are extending the workday. A recent study found Americans with college degrees who are most likely handed a laptop on day one at their jobs spend 10% more time working now than college graduates did in 1980. A writer for The Atlantic argues smartphones let you check your email here and there, but it's really laptops that allow you to access all parts of certain jobs from anywhere. Critics say it can lead to burnout. But of course, others would argue it's more of a good thing to be able to work remotely or have flexible work schedules. And really, it's probably both. Psychologists say just be sure to carve out time to unplug and do something else you enjoy to de-stress. Also of note, experts say the switch to laptops means employers are renting smaller office spaces since people don't need as much space for large desktops. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. As always, you can find the links and sources for the stories mentioned in today's episode description in your podcast app or over at thenewsworthy.com under the episodes tab. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning, so we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.